Shabbat Shalom, everyone. This is Richard again, and we're going to be continuing where we left off last week. We had covered fairly extensively what the light, specifically from the beginning, and then the light of the sun, how it was embodied in our Mashiach, and it represents the light of knowledge. And we went through the various things that Scripture speaks of, both common scriptures and otherwise. There's a lot more on the topic as well, but Father willing, we get enough of that that we can move on and carry with us what that represents to help us comprehend another way that we can see all of these things. It mentions that he speaks to everyone in parables, and when we can really take that to heart, and when we use the word to describe what these things are supposed to mean, it gives us great insight. The next section here, I want to reread what we had covered, because the next part I wanted to go over was the light of the moon. We covered the light from the sun. Now I wanted to cover the moon and stars and go on from there so that you can see when we read through this how it has more depth to it. But we'll go over it again. And just for the record, anyone who wants to follow along, this is part of what everyone should, it's what's enjoined for believers to meditate on when they come in fellowship together on the Sabbath. And it starts on book 7 of the Apostolic Constitutions. And it begins on chapter 30, but we are currently covering a section that's in chapter 34. I'm going to reread this section, and then we'll go into what the moon, or what Scripture has to say about the moon. This is, "The light also and the sun were begotten for days and the production of fruit, and the moon for the change of seasons, by its increase and diminutions, and one was called night and the other day. And the firmament was exhibited in the midst of the abyss, or waters, and you commanded the waters to be gathered together, and the dry land to appear. But as for the sea itself, who can possibly describe it, which comes with fury from the ocean, yet runs back again, being stopped by the sand at your command? For you have said, thereby shall her waves be broken. You have also made it capable of supporting little and great creatures, and made it navigable for ships. Then did the earth become green, and was planted with all sorts of flowers, and the variety of several trees, and the shining luminaries, the nourishers of those plants, preserve their unchangeable course, and in nothing depart from your command. But where you bid them, there do they rise and set for signs of the seasons and of the years, making a constant return of the work of men." Excuse me. Now again, we covered the light of the sun and what that represented. And now I'd like to go over a variety of different sections of Scripture that covers what the moon is. It's also going to cover some of the sun again. It will have a repeat of some of the things that we'd mentioned. I'll tell you where everything is from so you can write it down to check for yourself as well and for anyone else that's listening. So the first section, this is all from the Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs. It's a collection of writings that came down in the Greek, and we also have remnants of a few of them in the Dead Sea Scrolls in the original languages of Hebrew. I think they have some in Aramaic. But the full versions that we have, or the complete thing of the 12, is in a Greek manuscript that came down, and it was always titled the Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs. It happens to be the deathbed witnessing of the 12 patriarchs to their children and family that was still alive at the time. So this is from the Testament of Reuben, and I apologize, I didn't get the chapter here, but it's verse 9. And it says, "I adjure you by the Eloah of the Shamayim," or heavens, "to do truth each one unto his neighbor, and to entertain love each for his brother." Well, I apologize. I was supposed to have a different section before this, and I messed up. Let me back up. I wanted to cover it in chronological order, and the first mention of these things is actually where we find the book of Yob Elim. I apologize. If anyone has that, you can turn to chapter 15. And then after chapter 15, it would be chapter 31, and then chapter 32. These are sections that are also in the common scriptures, so it should be familiar. I didn't want to have to rehash both of them, but I'm going to read through these because it gives you a little bit of detail that you might not otherwise have. Now, the first section in chapter 15, I have to get to real quick. It's going to be verse 3 through 22. And this would be after Yahuwah has appeared to Abram at the Feast of the First Fruits. All right? So this is chapter 15, and we're starting on verse 3. It says, and Yahuwah appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Yahuwah Almighty. Approve or walk, it says, approve yourself before me and be you perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and Yahuwah talked with him and said, behold, my ordinance is with you. And you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but your name henceforth, even forever, shall be Abraham, or Abram and Abraham, which was an exalted father, is Abram, and then Abraham is a father of many nations. In verse 8, for the father of many nations have I made you, and I will make you very great, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come forth from you. And I shall establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you throughout their generations, for an eternal covenant, so that I may be a sovereign ruler, or Elohim, to you, and to your seed after you. And I shall establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you throughout their generations for an eternal covenant, so that I may be an Elohim to you and to your seed after you. I apologize, I just read that. And the land where you have been a sojourner, the land of Canaan, that you may possess it forever, and I will be their Elohim, or sovereign ruler. And Yahuwah said to Abraham, and as for you, do you keep my covenant, you and your seed after you, and circumcise you every male among you, and circumcise the foreskins, and it shall be a token of an eternal covenant between me and you. And the children on the eighth day you shall circumcise, every male throughout your generations, him that is born in the house, or whom you have bought with money from any stranger, whom you have acquired, who is not of your seed. He that is born in your house shall surely be circumcised, and those whom you have bought with money shall be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an eternal ordinance. And the uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin on the eighth day, that soul shall be cut off from his people, for he has broken my covenant. And Yahuwah said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, her name shall no more be called Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name, which means princess. And I will barak her and give you a son by her, and I will barak him, and he shall be.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, sorry about that. And it says, and he shall become a nation, and kings of nations shall proceed from him. And this is the point I'm trying to make, just to get a synopsis here. The light of the sun is like our Mashiach, the light of knowledge. The moon was always, it's supposed to represent the reign of the Shamayim that he came preaching when he came, but it's also represented in the earthly kingdom that was given to first Abraham here, you can see, and then you'll see it pass on to Yitzhak, to Yaakov, and then down to Yehuda. And from Yehuda, it's given to Dawid or David. And I want to show you how this plays out. And Abba willing, Father willing, you will see this very clearly when we get to the end of it. But I didn't want to leave you hanging, so I apologize for any confusion. However, you can see at the end of verse 16 in the book of Yobelim, chapter 15, he was given the covenant, kings of nations would come from him, and then the same thing is promised to Sarai, whose name is changed from Sarai to Sarah, which means princess, and she's promised that kings of nations shall proceed from her. Now, if you'll turn in the same book to chapter 31, this is where we get to see that that covenant, or the promises here, is passed down. And we'll be starting on verse 12 and going to verse 20. Now, chapter 31 is when Yaakov had come back into the land after laboring for 20 years or so for his family and for his goods. And when he came back to keep his vow, this is in particularly when he invited his father to come with him to keep his vow, and his father said he couldn't go, and he wanted him to come to him. So he went to his father, and he brought his sons. And when he presented them, there was a ruach of foretelling that came over Yitzhak, and this is where we're going to continue it. So starting at chapter 31, verse 12. And the ruach of foretelling came down into his mouth, and he took Lui by his right hand, and Yehuda by his left. And he turned to Lui first, and began to barak him first, and said to him, May the Almighty of all, the very Yahuwah of all the ages, barak you and your children throughout all the ages. And may Yahuwah give to you and to your seed greatness and great splendor, and cause you and your seed from among all flesh to approach him to serve in his sanctuary as the Melechim of the presence and as the set apart ones. As they shall the seed of your sons be for the splendor and greatness and set apartness, and may he make them great unto all the ages. And they shall be judges and princes and chiefs of all the seed of the sons of Yaakov. They shall speak the word of Yahuwah in righteousness, and they shall judge all his judgments in righteousness. And they shall declare my ways to Yaakov and my paths to Yisrael. The barakah of Yahuwah shall be given in their mouths to barak all the seed of the beloved. Your mother has called your name Lui, and rightly she has called your name. For you shall be joined to Yahuwah and be the companion of all the sons of Yaakov. Let his table be yours, and do you and your sons eat thereof. And may your table be full unto all generations, and your food fail not unto all the ages. And let all who hate you fall down before you. And let all your adversaries be rooted out and perish. And Baruch be he that barak you, or blessed be he that blesses you, and cursed be every nation that curses you. And here's the part that was going along with the light of the sun and his what was given to Lui and his posterity. And here we see what's given to Yehuda, starting particularly at verse 18. And to Yehuda he said, May Yahuwah give you strength and power to tread down all that hate you. A prince shall you be, you and one of your sons, over the sons of Yaakov. May your name and the name of your sons go forth and transverse every land and region. Then shall the nations fear before your face, and all the nations shall quake, and all the foretellers shall quake. In you shall be the help of Jacob, and in you be found the deliverance of Yisrael. And when you sit on the throne of honor of your righteousness, there shall be great shalom for all the seed of the sons of the beloved. Baruch, or blessed be he that blesses you, and all that hate you and afflict you and curse you shall be rooted out and destroyed from the earth and be accursed. And these are the truths that were carried down through Yehuda and Lui, the light of the truth, the covenant given, that culminated in our Mashiach, what came of him, who he was a Kohen, he was of the sons of Lui and the sons of Yehuda. His genealogy through Dawid is very clear, but in the book of Yobelim in particular, and in the testaments of the 12 patriarchs, you'll see that it says, if you take the time to read them all, he came through both of them. And when you look at the accounts of his birth, his mother Miriam goes to her cousin Elisheba, who's married to a Kohen, and she's of the sons of Aaron. So they're related. But moving on, the last section in the book of Yobelim is chapter 32. And we'll be going from verse 17 to verse 20. It says, and Yahuwah appeared to him by night and Baruch him and said to him, your name shall not be called Jacob, but Yisrael shall be your name. And he said to him again, I am Yahuwah who created the Shamayim and the earth, and I will increase you and multiply you exceedingly, and kings shall come forth from you. And they shall judge everywhere, wherever the foot of the sons of men has trodden. And I will give to your seed all the earth which is under heaven, or Shamayim. And they shall judge all the nations according to their desires. And after that, they shall get possession of the whole earth and inherit it forever. And he finished speaking with him, and he went up from him. And Yaakov looked till he had ascended into the Shamayim. And I shared that last part so you can see our Mashiach said, no man or no one has gone up or came down except for the son of Adam. And every time you see someone ascending or someone descending, unless it talks about the messengers that are sent, it's usually always a code for that's our Mashiach being spoken of. So we probably won't have time to finish all of these, but I'm going to try. The next section is in the common scriptures where we have Genesis. I'm not going to do that one. We're going to do Psalm 70. All right, so we're not going to go to the part in Genesis. It doesn't really cover how the rain goes to Yehuda, but there is a section. Well, we're going to do the Testaments, actually, now. Now that we've covered that, if you go to the Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs, this first section is from the Testament of Reuben, and I'm just going to read through these as I go. It says, I abjure you by the Eloah of Shamayim to do truth each one unto his neighbor and to entertain love each for his brother and draw you near to Lui in humbleness of heart that you may receive a barakah from his mouth. For he shall barak Yisrael, or bless Yisrael and Yehuda, because him, speaking of Yehuda, has Yahuwah chosen to be king over all the nation, and bow down before his seed, for on our behalf it will die in wars visible and invisible, and will be among you an eternal king. This is from the Testament of Shimon. It says, and now, my children, obey Lui and Yehuda, and be not lifted up against these two tribes. For from them shall arise unto you the deliverance of Elohim. And if anyone's curious, this is from Simon or Shimon's Testament. This is chapter 7, the beginning of it, to verse 3. It says, "For Yahuwah shall rise up from Lui, as it were a high Kohen, and from Yehuda, as it were a king, El and man. He shall deliver all the nations and the race of Israel. Therefore I give you these commands, that you also may command your children, that they may observe them throughout their generations." This is from the Testament of Lui. This is also from the chapter, or the first chapter, I believe. It says, "The light of knowledge shall you light up in Yaakov, and as the sun shall you be to all the seed of Yisrael. And there shall be given to you a barakah, or blessing, and to all your seed, until Yahuwah shall visit all the nations in his tender loving kindness forever. And therefore there have been given to you counsel and comprehension, that you may instruct your sons concerning this, because they that barak him shall be baruch, and they that curse him shall perish." And this is from the same testament in a different chapter. And it says, "And they said to me, Lui, your seed shall be divided into three offices." This is when he had had a vision and was taken up into the Shamayim, right? So they said he should be divided into three offices for a sign of the esteem of Yahuwah who is to come. And the first portion shall be great, yea, greater than it shall none be. The second shall be in the kahuna, or priesthood. And the third shall be called by a new name, because a king shall arise in Yehuda and shall establish a new kahuna after the fashion of the nations to all the nations. And his presence is beloved as a foreteller of the Most High, of the seed of Abraham, our father." All right. Now, how much time do we have? About 4 minutes? Or do I have longer? I'm just curious. Brother Jackson, can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
All right, now that we've covered that, I want to go back to the common scriptures real quick so we can see that this kingdom, the reign that was given to Yehuda, specifically over the seed of Yisrael, was later on passed to Dawid, or David specifically. And this will be first in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 5 through 29. I think this is one of the last ones we'll cover here. But he says, "Go and say to my servant Dawid, thus said Yahuwah, would you build a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children of Israel up from Mitzrayim," or Egypt, "even to this day, but have moved about in a tent and in a dwelling place. Wherever I have walked with all the children of Israel, have I ever spoken a word to anyone from the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? And now say to my servant Dawid, thus said Yahuwah of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the flock, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great ones who are on the earth. And I shall appoint a place for my people, Israel, and shall plant them, and they shall dwell in the place of their own, and no longer be afraid. Neither shall the children of wickedness oppress them again, as at the first, even from the day I commanded the rulers over my people Yisrael, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. And Yahuwah has declared to you that he would make you a house when your days are filled and you rest with your fathers. I shall raise up your seed after you, who comes from your inward parts, and shall establish his reign. He does build a house for my name, and I shall establish the throne of his reign forever. I am to be his father, and he is my son. If he does perversely, I shall reprove him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of Adam. But my loving kindness does not turn aside from him, as I turned it aside from Shaul when I removed him from before you, or whom I removed from before you. And your house and your reign are to be steadfast forever before you. Your throne is established forever. And then he goes on to pray, and that's actually confirmed. But that's all we really have time to cover this time. I did not get a chance to mention something else I wanted to. There is a section from the Testament of Naphtali. I don't know why I didn't have that on here. But he actually has a vision in his testament that he relates. There's two of them. One of them is a vision where he sees his father, his father's father, Yitzhak, and he tells them to take hold of what they can. And the sun and the moon are present before them. Louis takes hold of the sun, and Yehuda took hold of the moon. And the kahuna was given to Louis, the light of knowledge to be shared amongst the children, like the light of the sun. And the reign or the kingdom was given to Yehuda. And that was the connection with the moon there, which I completely didn't get. So I'll have to read that one last or next time. But this is an introduction into this. It's not really all of that that we have to cover, so we'll finish it next week. But if there's any questions for what we did cover, I'll go ahead and take them now. Or if you have any questions for Brother Jackson, because I believe that's the end of the time we have. So thank you, and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.